Hey, what's up, Triathlon Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes to you from, I'm actually not sure. They didn't leave a name. They didn't say where they were from or what tri club they're from. It sounds like a young triathlete of about 16 years old from, I'm going to say, the United Kingdom. I am not very good with accents. Not good at accents and terrible sense of smell. There you go. Interesting tidbit about me. Here's the question from Random Trainiac.
I'm a relatively young rookie triathlete and I've already completed a super sprint. I'm hoping to move up to the Olympic distance next year, but here in the UK, you have to be at least 17 to do that. I don't turn 17 until next summer. My main question is, though, should I focus on just building up the endurance and speed throughout the next few months and then go straight for the Olympic races once I turn 17? Or would it be better to do a sprint distance triathlon first?
Thank you for the question, Random Trainiac. Awesome that you are into the sport. At that young age, it's a really good time to get into the sport because your body is still learning different pattern movements, and specifically with swimming, you're going to be able to make leaps and bounds of gains over the next few years because your body and your brain is really still learning how to go through certain movements. And if you can ingrain that running motion, that swimming motion, cycling abilities, like, it's all going to end up sticking with you for years and years to come. So getting on to your question about, do you just focus on speed and then jump up to the Olympic distance, or do you start doing some sprint triathlons? I'll say first, for any triathlete, I recommend, and a lot of people recommend, if you listen to more and more of the Triathlon Taryn podcast, people like coaches, and specifically James Lawrence, the Iron Cowboy, who's so well known for Ironman racing, these people are recommending more often than not that triathletes don't ignore the short distance racing, because building up speed takes a huge amount of time. Building up the speed and strength required to move up a distance takes a lot of time. And if you start leapfrogging distances, sure, you might be able to complete it, but you're going to end up getting yourself into a distance that you might not be able to improve upon because you don't have a foundation of speed at shorter distances. And speaking specifically to your case, being so young, look at the development programs that the Brownlees have gone through, or really any ITU athlete has gone through. In their younger years, all the way up to 18, 19, they're almost always doing sprint distance races. And the reason for that is because at that young age, your body doesn't really develop endurance quite as easily. It's got twitchy fast speed. It's got the ability to repair itself really quickly. So putting your body through strength and speed workouts is going to end up giving your body a stimulus that it can actually adapt to. If you're trying to just work your way towards endurance over and over and over, the peak fitness of endurance really doesn't hit somebody until their 30s. And that's why you see a lot of ITU athletes that, instead of retiring now, you've got the Jan Frodenos, the Javier Gomez, Tim Don, Alistair Brownlee. You've got all of these former ITU athletes that, once they get to the point that they aren't yet that twitchy fast anymore, then they move on to building endurance. And they're able to hold that speed in these longer distance races. And we're seeing the speed of half Ironmans and Ironmans come down immensely, only because we're seeing a huge influx of athletes who have built speed at shorter distances. And if you start leapfrogging and ignoring the shorter distances because you think that it's a lesser race, or even that, you know, you can compete in a longer distance or complete a longer distance, but you haven't really spent the time to control a shorter race, you're going to be doing yourself a disservice in the long term of this sport. Now, if it comes down to, you just want to complete a longer distance race, you just want to enter a longer distance race, you don't really care about what your placing is, you don't really care about your long-term lifespan in triathlon or your long-term development in the sport, go ahead and do whatever race you want. I've actually got a friend who was, I think at the age of 17, he was the youngest person ever to finish Ironman Canada, and he did it. Thing about that is that in the couple of years after, he was so banged up and so demotivated because it took so much out of him that he's now not in the sport. So I almost always recommend that if you are looking at being a triathlete for a long period of time and looking at being the best triathlete that you can be for a long period of time, don't ignore those shorter events because they don't have the cachet of Ironman. So I would certainly take a strong look at doing a season, if not two or three, of sprint distance racing. And you know what? You might find that you like it. Like, think about Sarah Crowley. She actually said this is the third place podium finisher in Kona last year. Before she ended up going and racing Kona, in an interview, somebody said, "Do you like half Ironman distance racing or full Ironman distance racing better?" And she said, "Well, if you have to actually, you know, nail it right down, I think I like the ITU stuff better because you can just give it a good rip." And that's kind of the fun of it in these shorter distance events, that it's pushing your body so incredibly hard to the max of, like, just on the edge of blowing up, that it is a huge challenge to get good at those events. And in my experience, spending 3 years or 4 years, whatever I did at sprint distance racing, that is the base that I was able to take to be able to do an Olympic distance race without a ton of change in my training, a half Ironman distance race, and know what my body was capable of, know how to deal with injury, know how to structure a training plan. And I was only able to do that because I built a foundation at the sprint distance race, and I eliminated a ton of the variables that come with longer distance racing, and I gradually added them as I got more and more comfortable at sprint distance racing. So I'm sure that this isn't the answer that you were hoping for. A lot of people want to step up distances in triathlon very quickly. Just understand that it's got its pros and cons to doing so. I'm sorry that I didn't catch your name or where you're from, but I hope that this answered some questions for you and gave you some food for thought. If any other triathlon trainiacs out there want to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask. Ask your question there. Feel free to give anyone you like a shout out. And while you're there, if you're listening to this podcast, odds are really good that you will like what we've got in the free resources section that you can click on just in the menu at the top of the website, or go to triathlonterran.com/free resources. It's all there. We got a swim drill program. We got a running drill program, an off-season strength training program. We're working on a bike fit program. We're working on a race nutrition calculator program. Just by entering your email address, you can get access to any one of those that you like. And last thing, if you're digging these podcasts, head over to iTunes, give us a review, tell us how you like them, and it helps other aspiring and existing trainiacs out there find us. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you in the next episode.